This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a betting perspective. With pro sports handicappers, Ian Cameron, Alex P. Smith, and various guests from the world of hockey and sports betting. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by Boston Hemp Inc., Wednesday, May 22nd. And we are happy to be back, man. When we have days off during the course of the season, it's a fucking odd feeling, I'll tell you that. Yesterday, especially with no show and no hockey at night. But we are back, and so is the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. We have puck drop for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final tonight, the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers. And then Game 1 in the West, Edmonton Oilers, Dallas Stars tomorrow night. We're excited. These are two tremendous, potentially tremendous series on paper. We're looking forward to it. Ian Cameron, Alex B. Smith, and Matt Robinson on a Wednesday with us instead of Thursday because he's on his way to DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth area, to enjoy the festivities involving the Dallas Stars. He'll be traveling tomorrow, and I know he's looking forward to that. Can't wait for the conference finals. We'll start off just by reminding everyone we have betcasts for the first time ever. We have betcasts on back-to-back nights. We've never done back-to-back nights betcasts before in the history of the Ice Guys show until tonight and tomorrow night. We will be on with betcasts both nights for both game ones in the conference finals, including tonight, which is a free betcast, free-for-all, open to the public. So anyone that wants to can join us during the game tonight. East Final Game 1, live betcast. Note the start time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, not 7 because the game doesn't start till 8. So 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific for the start of the betcast tonight. DM or email me or Alex for a spot on the betcast, and we will send you the link for it before it begins. So looking forward to game one tonight and the betcast that will go with it for Panthers-Rangers tonight starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. And then tomorrow night, it's Oilers-Stars Game 1 betcast for the West Final, but that one is Patreon exclusive. So with that one, make sure you sign up at patreon.com/iceguys and note the start time for that, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow night for that Thursday betcast for Oilers and Stars. Again, that's the start time of the game. So again, that one is Patreon exclusive tomorrow night. So again, if you want to join us for that one, sign up for just $10 per month, patreon.com/iceguys. A brief word on Canucks Oilers. Obviously, it was game 7 on Monday night. Congratulations to the Edmonton Oilers. I thought for, well over two periods, they were the much better team. I mean, they were just all over Vancouver. Vancouver couldn't really get much going. I thought it was a great team effort defensively. And Skinner, when he had to be called upon, was very solid in net. And it looked like Edmonton was going to run away and hide when they were up 3-0 going into the third period. There just wasn't much push in Vancouver offensively. But then all of a sudden, the 3-1 goal gives them life. And it certainly gave me some fucking life, I'll tell you that. Connor Garland gets the goal, our bargain bin special selection on Monday for Game 7 at plus 410. Thrilled to see that. And then Philip Hronek with a point shot that gets through the traffic, beats Skinner for a 3-2. Edmonton lead cut to one. And then all of a sudden, the hornet's nest was on in the final few minutes. Edmonton hanging on for dear life to wrap up that series. But they do, and they hang on and survive a 3-2 Oiler win to advance to the West Final to face Dallas. Job well done by Edmonton. Like, for more than two periods, they were better than Vancouver, although it certainly got way more nerve-wracking for Oiler fans than it had to be. But I wouldn't expect anything different, guys, from Vancouver, but to go out that way, to go out swinging, to go out fighting, to go out never quitting, never giving up. And that's exactly what we saw from them right till the end. And this does not change a thing for me as far as the Canucks are concerned. This was a phenomenal season. This was a turnaround season. This is something that you can build on moving forward. And you have found yourself one hell of a friggin' coach in Rick Tocchet. What a job this year by Rick Tocchet. Your surefire coach of the year, in my opinion, in the NHL. Jack Adams Award winner, without a doubt, coming up, when I'm sure we'll hear that announcement that Rick Tocchet will win that award, and deservedly so. There's lots that they can build on. Quinn Hughes, an outstanding year. I thought he definitely was hurt at the end of that series. I don't think he was 100%. He battled through it. Great performances from JT Miller. He was incredible. Brock Besser before his absence, which ended up being obviously a big blow to Vancouver in Game 7. Connor Garland, Dakota Joshua. You go on down the list, different Nils Höglander, different players that stepped up for them throughout the playoffs. I thought Carson Soucy was a great addition from Seattle. He was good on that blue line. I thought Tyler Myers, the Chaos Giraffe, you know, we clown on him with that nickname sometimes, but I thought he played pretty well for much of the playoffs. And then you can't ask for much more in a tough spot with Thatcher Demko being unavailable. You can't ask for much more than what Artur Shelov's delivered. There is no question about that. And as far as Canuck fans, when it comes to She Loves, as the Beatles would say, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah. That's exactly what the Canuck fans feel right now about their young Latvian netminder. They love him, and they should, for that incredible effort he put forth in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So, Alex, we wrap that up. A little bow on the Oilers-Canucks. As the Oilers advance, nothing to be ashamed about for the Canucks, though.
No, absolutely not. They gave a valiant effort, and even though they were getting manhandled early in that Game 7, they were able to, like I said, you know, bounce back and make it competitive late in the contest and give themselves a chance. Like I said, no one expected them to be one win away from the Western Conference Final at the beginning of the season. So, like I said, great job done by Rick Tocchet and company. Definitely deserves the Jack Adams Award. And this team, like I said, they have a lot to build upon. You know, high expectations next year, though. You can't go and just regress, and don't pull a Seattle where all of a sudden now your team look like, you know, you're back to being a bottom feeder, middle of the road kind of club. You gotta you know, deliver this again in some similar to fashion, be a playoff team next year, and I think they can do that. The emergence now of Artur Shelov is definitely the backup for next year to Thatcher Demko, maybe even the starter, depending on if Demko's fully ready, if he maybe had to have some kind of surgeries or anything in the offseason. That's something we'll have to kind of keep an ear out for. Like I said, what guys were playing hurt and may not be available by the time training camp rolls around necessarily. But if they can have everybody back, they make a couple of additions and fill in some pieces, there's no reason that this Vancouver team couldn't be right back in this spot or even go further next season.
Yeah, no question about that. Like I said, you know what, Adam C., the effort in the game, the first two periods, you're right, it was disappointing. It was pretty bad. I will say that about Vancouver. What I mean by valiant effort is the way they responded in the third. You know, when they're down 3-0, they could have been absolutely distraught. It's not happening. Wave the white flag. There's not really any sort of push to get back into the game. They already felt like it was over, maybe. You didn't see that out of Vancouver in the third period. That's what I give them credit for. That's, to me, where the valiance comes in.
And we have to give a ton of credit to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, they're the team that had to exercise demons and try to get to this point. This is now, what, the second Western Conference final appearance in the McDavid-Draisaitl era. So for them to step up the way they did early and take that crowd out of it in the first period and get those goals, that's massive for them. And now that they're, you know, on to the Western Conference Final, can they keep that energy and momentum up? You know, and that's the thing that was such a kind of draining, you know, way for them to have to kind of wrap up that series. It wasn't, like I said, just the cleanest of efforts. And now you head back on the road tomorrow night, which you know is going to be an absolutely electric crowd down there in Dallas. How do they respond after that Game 7 being on the road, now continuing on the road? That's something we have to look out for.
I have an idea how they'll respond. And more importantly, I have an idea how I think Dallas might play, particularly in game one. But we'll get to that in just a bit. But Matt, you now have an opponent in the West Final for your Dallas Stars, Edmonton taking down Vancouver.
Yeah, it was. It ended up being a pretty exciting game in the end. I mean, Vancouver more or less rolled over for a lot of that game, but they kind of, you know, had a little pushback at the end. I was a little ready to be like, well, I guess we'll see what's going to happen. But obviously, you know, would have loved six overtimes at 3-3, just killing each other for the second round. But no, it's interesting how in that series I kind of flip-flopped. Like, early in the series, I would have preferred to play Edmonton. Down the stretch, Edmonton looked a little sharper, but really it wasn't as much Edmonton that was more worrisome to me. It was that Vancouver, you know, the Besser news came out. That's a big hit. So I was sort of, I don't know, cheering for Vancouver. But at the end of the day, I didn't really have an opinion. I was fine with either option. I do think McDavid's, you know, hurting a little bit. I think there's something upper body. His legs look fine, but just, you know, there's certain plays that just don't look like true, like regular season McDavid. So I and everybody's got something going on, but you know, when you're the best player, arguably the best player in the world, you injured is a big factor when your team doesn't really have a ton of depth. So yeah, it was a good game. Obviously love a game seven. Glad it got interesting at the end. The first period was sort of a snooze fest one direction, but yeah, they made it a game. Vancouver made it a game, and hats off to them. I think a little bit of time in the regular season, they were sort of overhyped as being like, oh, they're the scariest team in the West. But I definitely think they deserved, you know, some hype because they really were playing well at times during the season. So unfortunate news about Besser. Hopefully he has a full recovery and comes back next year. You know, that's scary stuff that's beyond, like, you know, a broken leg from a play or a broken wrist. Like, you know, blood clots aren't really always related to hockey. I mean, I'm sure it could be a recurring injury that happened, but, you know, hope him the best. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the goalie situation shakes out moving into next season.
Yeah, no doubt. One bit of news, by the way, before we get to the series, we're going to preview the series overall first. So series bets, series player props, that kind of thing for both series. Then we'll do the game one previews after that. But first, Jim Hiller is the official head coach now of the LA Kings. They took the interim tag off. Little surprised, to be honest. But nevertheless, you know, there was some signs of life. There was some turnaround in their game when Hiller took over. But that happens with a lot of different coaches. I'm just a little surprised they didn't go further in their coaching search than that. We'll see how it goes. Maybe next year it's a good season, but I don't know. It kind of reminds me of the Travis Green hire with Ottawa. I think he could have done a little better here if you're the LA Kings. Alex, did you have any thoughts there?
Yeah, I thought they could have probably waited around or at least, you know, interviewed a few more guys. I don't know if Hiller's the best of the bunch that's still available, but obviously they said, you know, different logistics you have to work out. And a lot of people are saying that this is a decent hire, that he deserves a full-time crack at an NHL job. And that may be the case. I just don't know if LA may be the best fit for him. I just didn't like what I saw from that Kings team in the second half of the year. Maybe we should, you know, could see something different with a full training camp and everything under his belt. But I think that there's a couple other names that I would have probably tried to, you know, kick the tires on before just full-time bringing Hiller back.
I can't believe how little scuttlebutt I have heard in the last few weeks regarding all these coaching openings about Jay Woodcroft and how little we have heard his name. Same. And people have just – it's almost like they've forgotten what he was able to do with the Oilers here the last 2 years. I still think Seattle's a fit for him, and especially now because, look, Ron Francis's little buddy there, Rod Brind'Amour, is now off the market. Right. That's the other news. Re-signed for 5 years with the Carolina Hurricanes. So that opens the door for, you know, someone like a Jay Woodcroft, which I think would be a nice fit there in Seattle. But, again, I'm wondering if he's even going to be a serious consideration at this point because we're just not hearing his name mentioned all that much.
Some team might have an embarrassment of riches and grab him as an assistant coach. That's something I would love for the Hawks to personally do that. keep him around because he could be that guy where if you do have some kind of shuffle or your current head coach loses the room, he's the perfect fit for an interim guy. And I think he's a great fit for an assistant coach to run offenses, run power plays, something that a lot of teams in the league desperately need. I think the Pittsburgh Penguins might need somebody to work on their power play a little bit. There's a few teams that could use that kind of help. Woodcroft would be a perfect fit. So if he's not a head coach somewhere, some team might get really lucky to have him as an assistant.
Yeah, no question. And again, we're talking about a Pittsburgh team where their power play was an absolute disaster. So like I said, Jay would probably be a really good fit, no question for that. All right, let's get into the series. We're going to start with the East Final first, which, of course, gets underway tonight. Now, this is just overall series perspective. Florida Panthers, New York Rangers. We've got the Panthers minus 150 series favorites here over the New York Rangers. Now, I have Florida to win the East plus 350 preseason. This is preseason I had this. Then I took a little Florida, or not preseason, it was January, sorry. This was not a preseason bet. This was January when they made that crazy-ass run. Because actually, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't fully sold on and on board with Florida, you know, being able to duplicate what they did last year. But then in January, they convinced me. They went on that crazy. Remember, they destroyed Colorado on the road. That's the game that did it to me. I'm like, holy shit, man, this team's rolling right now. They could absolutely get win the East and get to the Stanley Cup final. And that's when I bet it. Plus 350, Florida to win the East, plus 700 for them to win the Stanley Cup. So I have those futures pending going into this series right now. So for that reason, I can obviously approach this series a little bit differently. And what I've done here is I've taken a little New York Rangers plus 130 here in the series. And why I'm taking it now is very simple. I think they're very live to win game one tonight here against the Florida Panthers. Doesn't mean they will, but we have seen the New York Rangers. New York Rangers have been very good in two roles, extended rest and one-day rest or back-to-backs. They've been good in both roles, back-to-backs and with lengthy rest. So that's the first thing that came to mind for me with the Rangers is why they might be able to handle game one, even though this has been, a team that's a Florida team that's been in these situations too. The way I see it, though, it's kind of weird being in this spot because even though I'm taking the Rangers plus 130, I am still hoping Florida wins this series. And I actually still think Florida will win this series. But to me, I think the Rangers, it's kind of and if I didn't have the position I'm on with Florida for the series, you know, I'd definitely be looking, or for the futures, I should say, West in the Cup or East in the Cup. You know, I definitely would be looking maybe at a Rangers game one and Florida to win the series combination, because I think that definitely makes some sense here in this one. But I'm on Rangers plus 130. But again, don't misconstrue that for me thinking they're going to win the series, because I'm hoping that's not the case. I have the Florida futures. I still think Florida is going to win this series. But the reason I'm taking the Rangers now is because I do think the Rangers could win game one here tonight against the Florida Panthers. So plus 130 for the series. And then there are a couple of props I like. The ones Alex mentioned already, those are the biggest positions for me in this series. We're on Florida 4-2, Florida 4-3, Rangers 4-2, Rangers 4-3, and the series to go 6-7, both plus money around plus 200, close to it. And again, any of those profit, you're in great shape as far as profit is concerned. I'd be shocked, and I truly mean this when I say it, I would be stunned if this series is fewer than six games. This is a close series. This is definitely one of those series where it's going to be back and forth. You've got two excellent goaltenders, the Battle of Russians, Bobrovsky and Shesterkin. You've got definitely a Rangers team that I think's improved here as the playoffs have gone along. I thought they were kind of, they just took advantage of a bad Washington team. I thought they elevated their game against Carolina, you know, and the power play was awesome. It's definitely something Florida's going to have to watch in this series, is staying out of the box. There's no question. But I think when you look at it, even the even strength play got questioned a little bit for the New York Rangers at times during the playoffs. But it was also, you know, that 5-on-5 play and Chris Kreider's hat trick. You know, many of those goals were 5-on-5. So that's good to see that the Rangers did get some production and did get some improvement with their 5-on-5 play going into this series, which is going to help them. Because we know the Panthers are an awesome 5-on-5 team. There's no question. So the fact the Rangers really steadied the ship and improved their game at even strength is going to help them in this series. So like I said, I'm on those props. Same thing that I was on with the Rangers-Carolina series in the last round. 6-7 game series, and then Panthers 4-2, 4-3, Rangers 4-2, 4-3. I mean, it's just a great approach because it definitely means that you put yourself, especially when you think so strongly that the series will go a minimum 6 games like I do and like Alex does. It's just a very, very good approach. And then just some smaller bets on most points in the series. Vinny Trocheck against his old team, plus 700. I'm going to sprinkle on that for the Rangers. No question. I think there's definitely a look there. Barkov for the Panthers, plus 550. I've been so impressed by the captain of the Florida Panthers here in these playoffs. So for most points, I'm going to go with a couple of those. And then for most goals in the series, Verhaeghe plus 650, Kreider at plus 800, just because of what you've seen all playoffs, and especially in the clinching game against Carolina. And Alexis Lafreniere at 14-1. And there's a reason why I like him at that price to have the most goals in the series in particular. We'll get to that when we talk about game one specifically, but there's some little nuances and intangibles that are working in Alexis Lafreniere's favor going into this series. So took a shot there, 14-1 with Alexis Lafreniere as well for most goals in the series. So that's everything I've got as far as series bets here. Alex, what do you think here? Series bets and anything to do with those for Panthers, Rangers?
Yeah, like I said, I mentioned it right as the series came to a close, and you just talked about it as well, but I like the 6-game, 7-game stack here. And I don't have Panthers to win the East. Ironically enough, I have Panthers to win the Cup at plus 950. I grabbed it kind of a little bit earlier than you did with that Florida with the East and Cup, so I got a little bit of a better price with that.
Yeah, I only have 700. Yeah.
Yeah. But so in essence, because I don't have the East, I can go with the 6-game, 7-game stack and really not have to pick an actual side here. Obviously, would lean toward Rangers being the dog. And if you like Florida, except, you know, we kind of lean toward Rangers winning game one. And I'll, you know, talk about it in a little bit, how I would look at betting game one, and it involves some serious looks. But, you know, I think this is going to be a real good back and forth kind of a series. And this is going to be one where we see it open up early, but then we'll see the defense kind of shine later on in games. So obviously looking at those totals early in the contest, said if you're looking at player props for the series, I think the majority of the points and goals you'll need will be coming earlier in this series rather than say game 6 or game 7. I don't expect those to be just knockdown, drag out boat races where we might see some goals early in game 1 and even in game 2, in my opinion. So I don't have any player prop looks that I'm looking at. I will take a small shot with 3 or more overtime games at plus 750. Where if you look at 2 or more, you're plus 165. That's a terrible number. At 750, that's worth a spot. I could easily see where 3 of these 7, like I said, I believe it goes the full distance. 3 out of these 7 games could easily go past regulation. So at 750, that's a decent enough price to jump in on. And then I'll mention a couple of things I'm looking at for game one.
No doubt. And like I say, this is a great series. You know what's great, too, about this series? And I'm looking at the lineups. I'm looking at the friggin' lineups. Both teams going into this series, everyone's healthy. Everyone's healthy. Both sides. That's incredible for this time of year. Eastern Conference, especially for the Panthers and the physical war that the Boston series was. That they've escaped that series fully healthy. That's like a miracle at this time of year. Holy shit. I mean, and even the Rangers, you know, it's not like the Rangers had a tiptoe through the tulips there against Carolina. That was a pretty tough series for them. So from that standpoint, like I said, that for these two teams to be pretty much their full complement and their full rosters on hand for the beginning of this series is very impressive. It's almost miraculous that that's the case. Matt, series bets, just overall series thoughts for you, East Final, Florida, New York.
Yeah. So I lean Florida as far as the series goes. I do think it's going to be a pretty back and forth battle. I'm going to take a shot on Florida game one in series just to get a little better odds than Florida minus 150. but, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if the Rangers do win tonight. The only other real plays I'm looking at, I am on 6 and 7 games respectively. I don't know if I'm going to do the full the full breakdown of both teams 4-2, 4-3. I do like that idea, so I might look into doing that before tonight's game. I do think that's a good look. As far as like player props and specials, I don't know what's going to happen in this series. Are both goalies going to stand on their head and every game is going to be 2-1? It might be. But there's so much firepower on both ends. I do think things open up. I think in games in that Carolina series, you saw Shesterkin can be human. You know, Bob is 35 and had to play a lot of games this season. Especially if there's some power plays, I do think there's going to be some goals in this series. So two player props I like, especially for the fact that I lean Florida, is Barkov and Matty T over 3 goals in the series. Both have pretty good odds. So I think either of those guys could get to that 3 mark. You know, Barkov may wait till game 7 and score 3 of them. So he's a big gamer late in the series. And I just think Matty T's got that. He's just a playoff caliber player. And I think he's going to cause some havoc for New York. I think Carolina started to, but you know, that Washington series, they didn't really have to worry about too much from that front. And I think Florida is really going to be deep in the crease and there's going to be a lot of, you know, garbage type goals, you know, just in the sense of there's chaos in front of the net and then someone buries a backdoor or something like that. So I'm excited for this series. If I was a fan of either of these teams, I would not feel great either way, just because I think it's going to be a bloodbath. So that'll probably be it for me as far as the series, but I will look at 4-2, 4-3 both ways because I completely agree with you. I would be completely shocked if it doesn't go more than 5 games. So at least that 6-game mark, but I could easily see it going 7 and back to MSG and then who the fuck knows what happens. So really excited to watch tonight. Think we have an exciting game and an exciting series.
I agree. I mean, I can't wait. This is just fantastic. I just hope it lives up because just the thought of how this series could play out to me sounds fantastic. Now it could be sometimes you get a letdown and it's an unexpected lopsided series. I would be just extremely surprised if that's the case here with the Panthers and the Rangers. And here's a little X factor I'll throw out at you for this series. Philip Hedel is a playoff performer from years past with the Rangers and he's healthy. He's in the lineup for game 1, which we'll get to in just a moment. That is something to watch for. Can he make an impact? And he'll certainly make the 5-on-5 game even stronger and makes their lineup deeper up front for the New York Rangers, having him back in the fold. And as we turn our attention now to the West Final, I have to flash up the Cheshire Cat's comment here, because when this guy makes a declaration before the series about how he feels about a certain series, then it's going to be nothing but hell, fire, and brimstone, and scorn, and ridicule, and hatred, and vitriol for the team he's picking against. And it looks like Cheshire Cat says the Stars will dominate the Oilers. So we saw Cheshire Cat when he got his bandwagon
on the tables turn
in the second round against Boston. And what did he do? Is like, oh, Maroon's a bitch. Marchand is soft. And oh, Boston's crybabies and they're whining like crazy and they're such a soft team. They're such a joke and yada, yada, yada is what we heard from Cheshire Cat all series long, railing. And I mean railing against the Boston Bruins, supporting the Florida Panthers. So what this means now is it looks like it's going to be Oilers hatred, Oilers vitriol. Look at that Evander Kane, you know, what's he doing? Playing so bad, he's betting on the other side. He's going to come up with some kind of jokes like that in this series. Oh, what's wrong with Connor? Like, that's what he's going to do. I mean, that's Cheshire Cat. Like, when he supports a team in a game, or in this case, a series, like he did Florida over Boston, he is going to support Florida, and they can do no wrong. And Boston is just the scummiest, shittiest, just pathetic bunch of losers you'll ever encounter in life. That's the way Cheshire Cat approaches things when he supports one team and goes against the other. So I'm looking forward to hearing some of his comments in this series coming up, knowing that he likes Dallas so much. Speaking of that series, here it is. Dallas -135 favorites here in the Western Conference Final. If you're Edmonton, there's clear disadvantages going into this series. There's no question. And look, I've got big time futures at stake here with Dallas to win the West, Dallas to win the Stanley Cup. Biggest futures of the season. Biggest preseason position I took futures wise was Dallas. to win the West and to win the Stanley Cup. So I'm certainly hoping like hell they're in the Stanley Cup final at the very least. And there's no question, four lines up front, who's got the better depth? Dallas. Defense, who's got the better depth? Dallas. Who has the better goaltending situation, especially when we saw the bobbles from Stuart Skinner early in the series against Vancouver? There's no question that it belongs to Jake Oettinger in Dallas. And look, Jake had his own, you know, couple of games there where he looked off. The game five in the third period against Colorado wasn't very good from him, but still, you take him over the goaltending situation with Edmonton. There's no question. There's a lot of areas where Dallas has advantages, but you are still talking about two of the best players in the world and in the sport, and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. And there is some chatter going on and some rumblings that Connor's playing through an injury. He's not 100%. And you're right. There are times in that Vancouver series we didn't see that, you know, beast mode Connor McDavid, you know, where he just dominates and took over. He's going to need to be that here in this series, okay, because pedestrian Connor McDavid, like we saw for much of the Vancouver series, not going to cut it. It's not going to beat a team like this. It's just that it's just not. So that's got to be something that you factor in here with the Western Conference final here with the Oilers and the Stars. Like I said, I'm on Dallas to win the West and to win the Cup. I don't need to touch the futures market here, or I don't need to touch the series price, and I'm not here when it comes to this series. So I'm just going to go right to some series props that I like here when it comes to Oilers and Stars. It's Wyatt Johnston all the time, plus 500 to be the leading goal scorer in the series. I think you've got to look in that direction as far as he is concerned. I like that price quite a bit as far as a Wyatt Johnston goes. Zach Hyman's, you know, a deserving favorite, you know, plus 350. He's got the potential to score a bunch. He's done it, obviously, all playoffs, no question. So, you know, I really don't mind that kind of a look. I'll throw a couple longer shots at you here as well. For both teams, I think for Dallas, Ben at plus 2,200, this is a chance for him to put his stamp on this series and just say, you know what, we finally got to get to a cup final, and I'm the captain of this ship, and I've got to be the guy to lead the way for Dallas. So I think his prop, you know, for goal prop or even point prop as well, most points, most goals in the series is worth a look. And I'll throw it a cup three for Edmonton. Now, that could be longer shots. Now, again, do I expect Edmonton to win the series? No. But it's not like they're going to get completely shut down and shut out, especially when you've got a scary ass power play like they have, although they haven't met the road grader that is Chris Tanev yet on the penalty kill here for Dallas, like they'll see here. But I think don't sleep on, because he got going a little bit in late in the series. I'm telling you, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and he's up on the top line. I mean, he got going in the last few games of that Vancouver series for the Edmonton Oilers, and he's up there with McDavid and Hyman right now on the top line. I think Nugent-Hopkins, 28-1, there's value in that price with the way he performed and the fact he's going to likely start game one with McDavid again. And then I'll throw out the defenseman, Evan Bouchard, you know, plus 4,000. This guy is shooting the puck a lot. He's fine in the back of the net. He scored the game winner in game four of this of the Vancouver series. So there's definitely some deeper plus price shots here. As far as those point and goal prop markets, most points, most goals in the series, I think are worth a look there when it comes to the West Final. Alex, West Final series thoughts here, Edmonton, Dallas.
Yeah, I got, you know, futures on Dallas. Like you said, you know, they're not the biggest. The biggest ones I had were Vancouver, but still fairly large with Vancouver, or Dallas rather, to win the West and to win the Stanley Cup. So I'm trying to find the right way to maybe have a slight small hedge. Of like I said, Edmonton plus 115 is not really the juiciest of spots, so I might wait until after game one. If Dallas can win game one, I still might grab a little bit of Edmonton inflated, just small, to just kind of cover myself on that. But other than that, this is one I'm just kind of probably just going to let ride out and play by game to game basis. There's not much that sticks out here. I don't have a feel for, you know, if this is going to be a long or short series. I could see Dallas winning this thing 4-1. I can see Edmonton maybe taking this and stuff. So it's just not the best of reads. I think this is going to be a better in-game series and a better game-by-game series than having anything kind of nailed down for the long term. So I'm just mostly riding with my Dallas to win the West, and we'll probably try to grab a little bit of Edmonton just to kind of as a smaller hedge and just go game-by-game.
No doubt. I'm not edging. This is normally, so once in a while I do, when I feel like there's a big, big, big threat as far as the opponent. I'm not sure that threat is as looming here for for Dallas from Edmonton, as opposed to say the New York Rangers for Florida in the other series. But again, the one thing though about Edmonton is when you've got 97 and you've got Draisaitl as well, you know, you're probably good enough still to at least take a couple games in this series. So I keep coming back to Dallas and six, and I actually am going to sprinkle a little bit on Dallas and six exact series result. Dallas and six, Dallas wins in Edmonton in game six. And we know they're one of the top two road teams in the NHL. So they're very capable of winning a series on the road. Matt, I think you feel a little bit differently as far as how much Edmonton's going to push Dallas, but what do you think, your Oilers Stars?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Edmonton won a game or two. You know, with the superstars they have, maybe there's a game they get four power plays. You know, that's going to be a tough game for Dallas to get the win. They're going to need Ondrej to stand on his head in a game like that. And maybe we do see Ondrej, you know, steal a couple in this game, and then it's a shorter series. So I do think Dallas is the deeper team. I mean, I don't think I'm biased for thinking that. I feel like that's kind of the consensus. But Edmonton has looked good, you know, defensively in the playoffs. But they've played, you know, LA and then a Vancouver team that was sort of up and down, playing with a third goalie. I don't think either of those teams really compare to Dallas, or really, you know, I don't think either of those teams likely would have beat Colorado or Vegas. So I think Dallas has obviously been through the gauntlet, which does have its negatives as well. And they did have, you know, essentially a week off before this game, which is, you know, nice, but will they come out and break the curse of their game one streak? Pete DeBoer was on the radio, the Dallas Sports Radio yesterday, and he's like, just so everyone knows, that's the game plan, is not to lose game one. You know, whether the players show up and, you know, execute, we'll see. But it's never his hope. And so I do think it's possible they break it. You know, that place is going to be rocking tomorrow night, Western Conference Finals, game one. So I, as far as the series goes, so I already have a West future from back in February. I think it's plus 610 or plus 580, somewhere in that range. So I obviously have that in my back pocket. I'm probably not going to jump on Stars minus 135. Just because there's better options to take if you lean Stars. But I think I'm going to do a little Stars 4-0, 4-1, 4-2. They're all plus 500 or more. So as long as one of the three happens, you know, you're ending up profitable. The sweep is obviously a stretch. I don't think that that's going to happen. But given how good Dallas is on the road, if they do win game one and take that momentum into game two and they're up 2-0 going to Edmonton, I think it's definitely possible. And if not a sweep, then probably in five. So those are the series bets I'm looking at. Obviously there's a little bit of my heart in there. I'm hoping Dallas takes care of business and doesn't, you know, leave anything to chance for a game seven. Again, we have Pete DeBoer in our back pocket, but I'd rather see them take care of business. I don't think Edmonton is quite as deep as, you know, maybe a Vegas and even Colorado. Having to play up in the altitude. So I think while the Rangers have progressively had harder series each round, I think Dallas, it's almost been the opposite in a sense, especially with how Gorgiev played for Colorado. That was the biggest difference for me than what I expected. I thought, you know, he was going to roll over and die, and he really kept them in the series and was the reason they were in six games. As far as props go, the two that I'm looking at are similar to yours, Ian, but on BetMGM, Ben to get 1 point per game is plus 5,000. So I'm going to throw a couple bucks on that. If it is a short series, Ben is traditionally good against Western Canadian teams. He's from, you know, the Vancouver area, but if you look up his historical stats, he always seems to play well against Western Canadian teams. So I think, you know, that's worth a look. He is on their power play. You know, he plays with guys like Johnston Stankoven. You know, if it's a 4 or 5 game series, for him to get a couple goals and an assist here and there wouldn't be that crazy. And, you know, that's a good payout. Also, the same exact bet with Wyatt Johnston. He's obviously, you know, having a I don't know if I'd say he's the favorite for the Conn Smythe. I know, you know, betting wise, it's obviously Jake Oettinger if Dallas were to win the cup.
Not if you look at the odds.
He's got to be.
Yep.
He's over Oettinger right now.
I thought if you look at the odds, he isn't the favorite right now.
Oettinger's the favorite.
One, Wyatt.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I was saying. But that he is obviously having a Conn Smythe type of playoff so far.
Absolutely.
You know, he's definitely been the most effective player for Dallas in the total 13 games. And him to get 1 point every game is plus 2,500. So still really good odds. You know, he's been chipping in most nights. And I could see that continuing. And he's a guy that, you know, maybe he gets some shifts on that top line. Maybe he's with Ben and Stankoven. It doesn't really matter. He looks good. So those will be the two props. But yeah, I'm at the end of the day, I'm just hoping Dallas takes care of business. And then, you know, maybe gets a couple days off extra on the other series that I do think is going to go six or seven for sure. And can kind of, you know, prep for that depending on how that series looks. So that's where I'm at for the Western Conference Finals. And, you know, we'll see how the series plays out. There may be some added games in there. If Dallas loses tonight, then I might look at a Dallas series, because it'll probably be plus money.
I have Wyatt Johnston and Jake Oettinger 25-1 for the Conn Smythe.
Nice.
And this was right toward the end of the Vegas series in the first round that I bet it, both of them. We started to see Wyatt come around and have that overtime winner against Vegas in, what was it, game three? That's when I bet it. It was after game three, and they got back into that series 2-1, and it was 25-1 with both of them. And now you see the price that's out there. That ship has sailed, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for anything close to that kind of a price with both of them. Ottinger's like plus 500 at most spots, and Wyatt's like 14-15-1 at best, depending on where you look. So we've certainly got great prices right there with both Wyatt Johnston and Jake Oettinger in the Conn Smythe market. I still think Wyatt does have value at 14-1. It's hard to see it now with Jake Oettinger at plus 500. I would say right now, as far as the Shesterkin plus five, like, look, if the Rangers win the Stanley Cup, he's winning it. I mean,
yeah,
Igor Shesterkin, I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion. There's no question. You know, I would say even for Edmonton, you know, even though McDavid hasn't had that take it over dominance, you know, he's still the most likely candidate to win it if the Oilers are able to get to the Stanley Cup final and win it. But as far as Florida, you've got Tkachuk plus 900, Barkov plus 650, Bobrovsky plus 1800. I think they're all decent candidates. But again, I think it's a dead heat right now with the Florida guys. You know, there's a case for Tkachuk, there's a case for Verhaeghe, there's a case for Barkov, there's a case for Bobrovsky if he heats up in these last couple series. So I'd pump the Florida part of it is the one I'm a little more uncertain of for this Conn Smythe future.
Yeah, if I were looking to grab anybody for Florida for value's sake, I would go Bobrovsky, because we know goalies get love with that this award quite often, and I think he might be the one to cut through the logjam of Verhaeghe and Tkachuk and Barkov. So I'm seeing a 16-1 at FanDuel. If I had to pick anyone from Florida for a Conn Smythe, he would be the guy I go with. Like I said, even with Edmonton, I'd maybe take a split with Draisaitl and McDavid, whichever guy can step up and you know, take these two series over to help them win would be the one to jump out in front and get that. So if you're looking for a way to try to bet the Conn Smythe awards at this point and use that as kind of I'm getting a better price on this team to win the cup, those would be the options to go with. But yeah, but for Dallas, it would have to be only Oettinger at this point, maybe a little sprinkle of Johnston. And I don't even see anybody else other than Shesterkin that would be of a dart throwing value for the Rangers.
Great question from Donnie. What would you do if you are holding the Oilers to win the cup and nothing on Dallas? I would put something on Dallas. Absolutely. Because I think Dallas is winning the series. I do.
Yeah.
And I would want something on that. I would feel utterly confident with Edmonton winning this series and having that future and nothing on the Dallas Stars. I'm in the reverse position, you know, where I've got Dallas and I've got to determine if I want something, if anything, on Edmonton. But right now, yeah, as far as that goes, I would definitely look towards something on the
And if you already have Dallas, like Matt kind of mentioned, he's going to be sprinkling on it, and this is a great thing to do. I've done this before. I actually did this with the Hawks in 2013. The 4-0, 4-1, 4-2. And the way that I personally break it down is I go half a unit on 4-2. I go a 30% of a unit on 4-1, and then that extra, that last 20%, I go on the sweep. So that way I'm staggering things out to, obviously the most likely in those spots is usually going to be your 4-2. That's kind of going to be your cheapest price, which means it gives you the flexibility to kind of stagger out from the 4-0 and 4-1 look. So that's not a bad look if you like any of these teams to win in a series. You can kind of roll with that option. And then, of course, you can, you know, make a decision on 4-3 somewhere between games 2 and 3.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Out. All right, let's go to game one now specifically. We've got game one tonight, East Final. And again, this is our BetCast free-for-all tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. The price is basically now even money, minus 110 both sides, 5.5 the total here in game one tonight, Panthers and Rangers. I'm on the Rangers plus 130 as a semi-hedge for the Florida positions. I mentioned that earlier, so I'm not touching a side here in game one. But I am all over, no pun intended, the over trifecta tonight. Over first period, both teams to score first period, over 5.5. I don't need to rhyme off the numbers, but they're strong and they're definitely profitable. Game one overs, going back to the first round of the playoffs, there's been way more overs in game one than not. There's been obviously time off for both of these teams. Florida hasn't played since Friday. Rangers haven't played since Thursday. I expect, you know, sloppy play with the pocket times defensively. Maybe the goalie's not overly sharp. Remember the Rangers and Hurricanes, very similar situation game one where there was a lot of time off going into that series, and we saw 4-3. We saw Bruins-Panthers in game one in the last round also go over the total. So, yeah, this is just what you get early in a series, and I've said this all playoffs long. Overs early in the series, unders later in the series, and definitely I think we're going to see more of the same here tonight with Panthers and Rangers. So over trifecta is the clear number one stance for me when it comes to game one here tonight, Panthers, Rangers. I'll get to props in a moment. Alex, you first. What do you think? Game one, East Final.
Yeah, I'd like the over. I'm going with the bifecta, though. I like more of the first period and full game. I probably will grab some both teams to score, but we have the bet cast tonight, so that's when I'll be looking to do that. Also looking to grab a little bit extra on that over 1.5 in the first period. I grabbed even money this morning, so we should definitely be able to get plus 120, plus 130 just a couple of minutes into the contest, barring a goal being scored. So that's my approach for that. Now, if you like the Rangers, or even if you like Florida, the way to play this, and I'm twiddling my thumbs with this, but this might be something I tweet out before the game and before the BetCast. I would look at Rangers to win game one and series plus 220, and then Rangers to win game one and Florida to win series at plus 350. I think that's just a better value option than just laying $1.10. And like I said, if you don't have a full series position. So that might be something I end up doing. I might chop a unit up and split amongst those two looks. So giving myself Rangers to win game one, and then cover myself with some money down the road. However the series goes, it goes right in line with my 6-game, 7-game stack. So I'm on the fence with that, but if I do like that, I'll tweet that out at AX Sports, and I'll retweet it with the Ice Guys account.
This is also that magical head-to-head matchup, and I remember every time this regular season we talked Panthers versus Rangers, we talked about this crazy fucking overtrend head-to-head with both of the, it's uncanny what we have seen with both of these teams, that in 19 straight games, Panthers versus Rangers head-to-head, we have seen over 5.5 goals. 19 straight head-to-head meetings between the Panthers and the Rangers have had at least 6 goals scored in the game. That's just unheard. That's unbelievable. That's unheard of. And you know, I think there's some degree of randomness to it, but at the same point in time, you know, you've had, you know, similar core players, you know, for many of these games, similar styles, and sometimes styles make fights. And clearly we have seen goals aplenty between these two teams. Again, 19 straight have seen at least six goals head to head between the Panthers and the Rangers. For props for this game, shots on goal are still frustrating for me. A couple of losses with the shots props in the last round, so I'm taking it a little cautious with them here. But I like Tarasenko, you know, a former Ranger. He's going to want to make an impact here with Florida in game one. And again, with Barkov and Reinhardt on that line, I think you look at this situation, I think Tarasenko might be able to strike, and he'll maybe get goal and assist, and that's often what I'll do instead of the point prop. Lundell's actually someone that's been starting to get his offense going up on the second line, centering with Tkachuk and Verhaeghe. Bennett, I think's got value as well. Barkov to get an assist, if not a goal. He's been excellent here in these playoffs. So very interested in that little group as far as props go. Forsling, Montour for us, maybe some point props of some kind from the blue line for Florida. And then for the New York Rangers, you would talk about Kreider's great game. You know, obviously, you know, he's been outstanding in the playoffs, was great in the clinching game against Carolina. I think Vincent Trocheck facing another of his old teams, there's going to be that chomping at the bit to make a big impact. So the goal and the assist prop for him. I'm going to sprinkle on Hedl now that he's back in the lineup. And again, he's a playoff performer. Philip Hedl is a guy that has made an impact and scored big goals for the Rangers in the playoffs. So I think he's worth a look. And my number one prop, maybe of the entire game tonight, Alexi Lafreniere. And here's why. He's got family in attendance. For game one tonight, if not for many other games moving forward in the series. I don't believe that was the case in the first two rounds, but the Lafreniere family is going to make the trek to Madison Square Garden, at least for game one tonight. So as if you need any more incentive for Lafreniere to have a great night and want to put his best foot forward, you obviously do. It's the conference finals. You want to win a Stanley Cup, but family and friends in attendance, you better believe I think that could inspire Alexi Lafreniere even more, playing on that second line with Trocheck and the breadman, Artemi Panarin. So I think Lafreniere props, knowing that little nugget with his family and friends in the building, definitely worth a look here tonight for the New York Rangers. And I do expect we're going to see some goals, as we often do here in game ones of a series. Maddie, what do you think here? Game one, Panthers-Rangers.
Yeah, so I'm on the over bifecta as well. I think there will be a couple mistakes and goals early. I could see it being 1-1 or 2-1, but I'll probably look for the both teams to score a few minutes into the game, kind of see what the pace looks like. I'm also going to jump on Florida to score in the first period over a half, minus like 140. I think they're going to come out and, you know, want to set the tone early, especially with the game being in in New York. I've teetered with Florida over 2.5. What I also was looking at is Florida over 3 and New York over 3 are both plus money. If you love the over here, you know, maybe it's a 3-3 OT game, both of those, or I mean, then, you know, you lock in at least one of those, you're not going to miss both. Might be something I look at, might wait till end game, kind of see what the pace looks like. Again, with it being a betcast night and a first game of a series, I definitely love the over bifecta, but I'll also be looking to make some live plays. So we'll kind of see what the pace kind of brings those first few minutes. And then I think that'll determine a few more bets.
All right, good stuff there. That is game one tonight. Looking forward to it. 8 p.m. Eastern. Don't you dare miss it, especially this betcast, because it's free. Anyone can join us for this one tonight, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So make sure you're there for game one tonight, Panthers and Rangers. And by the way, the lineups quickly. The extra forwards for the Rangers, Brodzinski, and people are going back and forth in our chat. Is Matt Rempe in? Matt Rempe's out as of right now. It doesn't look like he's going to be in the lineup for game one. They've got Vesey, Barclay Goodrow, and another player on that fourth line right now for the New York Rangers tonight. Could it change? Perhaps, but I think that's what they're going with. Yeah, Cooley, Goodrow, and Vesey on the fourth line. Kako, Wenberg, Hedl, the third line, Lafreniere, Trocheck, Panarin, the second line, Roslovic, Zibanejad, Kreider, the top line, Lindgren, Fox, Miller, Trouba, Gustafsson, and Schneider, the defense pairings for the Rangers. For the Panthers, Tarasenko, Barkov, and Reinhardt, your top line, Verhaeghe, Lundell, Tkachuk, second line, Kuhlmint, Lustarinen, Bennett, Rodriguez, third line, Lomberg, the Lamborghini, Stenlund, and Cousins, the fourth line, Forsling, Ekblad, Mikola, Montour, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, as we like to call him, Lawson Tossum, and Dmitry Kulikov, your defense pairs for the Florida Panthers. So those are the lineups there. Before we wrap things up, we're actually going to get Matt's thoughts on game one, specifically with Edmonton and Dallas. He'll be in Dallas tomorrow night. He'll be at game two in the building at AAC Saturday night for game two of this series. And then we'll get Matt's bargain bin and best bet right after that. But game one, West final, Dallas minus 130, home favorite in game one, six the total here in this game. I'll throw it to Matt, but I will mention this right off the top before he gets into what he likes in game ones. We know Peter DeBoer's Mr. Game 7. He ain't fucking Mr. Game 1. He's 0-5. 0-5 with the Dallas Stars in game ones as head coach of this team. Can they finally get a win in game one? Matt, what do you think? Oilers Stars game one.
Yeah, I think they do. I think this is the perfect setup for them. They really should have had game one in the last series. They, you know, let Colorado back in the game. They dominate overtime. I think the shots were 10-1 and Colorado buries their one opportunity. They were coming off a tough series with Vegas. And so, you know, I think fatigue was a factor there. The Avs had had some time off. They pretty much rolled Winnipeg, so there was no real stress on them towards the end of that series. I think this is set up perfectly for Dallas. I do think the first period, there could be some rust. You know, maybe some mistakes are made. Maybe they need Ottinger to bail them out, or, you know, Tanev to have a big block on a backdoor empty net like he did against Colorado, I believe, in that game two. Or maybe it was game three. But anyway, I think this is a good spot for Dallas. I will be on the over bifecta. It looks like the over's at six right now. And it's like minus 125 for that first period over. I think there's going to be goals early. I wouldn't be shocked if Edmonton does score in the first period, but I think Dallas is going to be ready to rock, and I think they'll get one as well. Really the only other pregame bet, and I'll look at some props. I haven't really thought about it too deep, so I don't have enough for you. Obviously the same guys are always a good look. One prop I'm going to be pretty heavy on this, at least the first couple of games, and we'll see how it goes, is Matt Duchene. Pete DeBoer said in that radio interview, I think, you know, scoring that goal kind of, you know, he's had a pretty good playoffs, maybe not statistically, but he's been a factor in some games. Maybe that's the weight off his shoulder. He beats his old team, you know, now he's really feeling the confidence. And DeBoer was saying that he thinks he'll really get rolling this next series. So I'll probably be on like a goal assist point prop for Duchene amongst, you know, the normal guys, Wyatt Johnston, Jamie Benn that I mentioned, you know, plays good against the West. Tanev block shots is always a good look, especially in a game one where, you know, maybe there'll be some defensive breakdowns. You know, Edmonton has guys that will get shots on net. So Tanev block shots, he's got 6 days, 7 days to rest the bones. So, you know, that warrior will be back ready to eat pucks. So, yeah, outside of that, the only real bet pregame will be Stars team total over 3.5 plus 120. I think Edmonton's goaltending is questionable. I know they've stepped up defensively, but it'll be interesting to see if they can do it against a team with three lines that can score and a fourth line that still creates chances. So, you know, maybe it's a 3-1, 4-1 with an empty net, or maybe 4-2, you know, whatever it may be. But I think Dallas getting to four is, if they win the game, I think that's very possible. So that'll be what I'm on pregame.
Here's the thing about Edmonton, though. Everyone's going to say that defense finally figured it out, right, at the end of the Vancouver series. They finally play good team defense, right? And maybe that's a sign of things to come. Well, hold on now. Game four, they did it, but they were bolstered by the switch to Pickard, I think. In game four, that got everybody's attention. Everyone's focus on, we got to be better defensively. We got to help out our goaltender. And they did in game four, credit to them. And then they did it in game six and in game seven, when they went back to Skinner, But again, they went, it's again a goalie change. It gets people locked in defensively, and you're facing elimination in both games, Edmonton game six and game seven. That's not the case here. So I'm thinking, you know, do they have that same defensive intensity and focus right off the hop in game one tomorrow night in a new series? You know, that's going to be something to watch for early in the game tomorrow night. All right, Matt, before we let you go, bargain bin special of the night. What do you got for us with that?
Yeah, so obviously one game to choose from, but you kind of mentioned it. But I think I have a buddy that's a Rangers fan. He says that guys that played for the Rangers always score against the Rangers. I think Tarasenko is going to want to get one rocking early, you know, former New York Rangers. So I'm going to take Tarasenko anytime goal scorer. And also I'm going to put a little bit on him to score the first goal.
All right. So Tarasenko anytime goal and Tarasenko first goal, which again, you can get to pretty good odds, pretty good price with that as well. So Tarasenko, I know to get the first goal plus 2,100 at FanDuel to score a goal plus 400 at FanDuel. So pretty good price there. Tarasenko plus 400 anytime goal. We'll make that the official bargain bin special of the night for Matt, but a little sprinkle on the 21 to 1 first goal for Vladimir Tarasenko as well in the game tonight. All right, Matt, best bet. What do you got?
So before I get to best bet, I just went full panic mode. I couldn't, like, after I said that, for whatever reason, I was like, wait, did he just go from St. Louis directly to Ottawa before going down to Florida? But I remembered he was in New York for the back half of that 22-23 season. So
yes,
just saved myself from feeling like an idiot.
Oh yeah, but he was a former Ranger. Not long, half a season, yeah. But he was there. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, 31 games and then seven in the playoffs. But yeah, so I still like it. Think he wants to get rolling. As far as best bet goes, I think my best bet is going to be the first period over in the game tonight. Like I said, you know, both teams had a bit of a gap. There's going to be some rust. A lot of times when they talk about teams getting a lot of time off, like it's rest for, you know, guys that are banged up, but goalies kind of get out of rhythm. You know, nothing compares to game situations, especially playoff hockey. You know, maybe one of the goalies gives up a soft goal. Maybe there's a power play for the other team. I love two goals in that first period. So it'll be Florida, New York over 1.5. That's my best bet of the night.
All right. There it is. Panthers, Rangers over 1.5 first period. Best bet for Matt Robinson. Matt, safe travels, safe flight to Dallas tomorrow, and just have a blast, man. This is what we live for as fans of the teams in your city, you know, Mavs and Stars at the same time. And you'll be there for game two, Oilers Stars Saturday night. Have a blast, my friend, and enjoy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And that's another thing that I feel, the energy down there is electric right now. Why I feel like, you know, maybe Dallas breaks that 0-5 in game ones the last 2 years is, you know, the Mavs, while they're not in Dallas tonight, like that whole AAC Victory Park area is just going to be rocking for the next, you know, 10 to 14 days, depending on how both teams do. So I think it'll be a good atmosphere. And yeah, I'm really excited to be down there.
Last year, of course, we won't see Matt on the BetCast tonight. I do want to point that out. Yeah, it's
not like the last time here tonight. Yeah, for sure. And I may sneak on tomorrow night as I'm walking over to the arena or something from my phone just to say what's up. But yeah, last year I was able to go to at least one game in every series. This year, you know, with work and me being in Vegas, but Bennett flipping to Colorado, like it just didn't work out timing wise. So I'm real excited to get back into the AAC, and I think it's gonna be fun. I think, you know, anytime you get to watch McDavid playing a game live, it's fun. He's so fast. You know, I think Dallas is in a form that they haven't been in a long time. So I'm really excited to be there. But yeah, thanks again for having me today, and I'll see everybody here in about 3.5 hours.
Great comment from Kenny Woo Woo Woo. Just don't let Dak Prescott come to any home games. Yeah, I agree with that. Keep that man out.
Yeah. Keep him out of there. Keep Tony Romo out of there. We don't need any of the losing Cowboys in there. If Dirk Nowitzki wants to come to game one or two, he is welcome. He is king of Dallas. But yeah, keep the fucking Cowboys guys out of there. They haven't won shit since the Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith era. So anyone that's post like 1998 Dallas Cowboys, stay away from the arena.
Stay away.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, get out of there. Exactly. All right, Matt, we'll see you tonight.
See you, Matt.
See you in a couple hours, boys. Have a good rest of the night.
All right, there he is, Matt Robinson. All right, yes, and speaking of that BetCast, it is tonight, and it is at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we're looking forward to it. Live betting and commentary, DM or email to request a spot on the BetCast, either Alex or I, and we'll send you the link for the BetCast, 8 p.m. Eastern, Game 1, Eastern Conference Final, Panthers and Rangers. We're definitely looking forward to it. And again, tomorrow night's BetCast for the West Final, Game 1, is Patreon exclusive, so for that one, make sure you sign up in the next 24 hours. Patreon.com/IceGuys. Just $10 a month to be part of tomorrow night's BetCast for Game 1 of the Western Conference Final. And in addition to the access to the live BetCast for the rest of the playoffs, you'll get our daily sides, totals, and player props, goalie charts, totals charts, access to the off-season content that we will be providing on the Patreon page. So make sure you sign up, patreon.com/iceguys, just $10 per month. And check out the Ice Guys store as well. Great gear and merch available each and every day, iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
Yes, starting today and for the next 5 days, you get free standard shipping on all of your orders over at iceguys.myspreadshop.com. We've got everything in stock, caps. I'll actually be modeling one of the caps tonight that my order has arrived here today. So the caps, the T-shirts, the hoodies, everything you want. All available for next five days with free standard shipping. That's at iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
All right, great stuff there. All right, we got Bargain Bin Special of the Night from me and Alex, as well as Best Bets coming up right after we hear from our great sponsor.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Boston Hemp Inc., check them out. Get 20% off all orders on the website using the promo code ICEGUYS at BostonHempInc.com. All right, Bargain Bin Special of the Night. Matt Robinson, we already heard from him, going with Vladimir Tarasenko, +400, Florida Panthers, for his Bargain Bin Special of the Night. Alex, where are you going tonight for Game 1 at Bargain Bin?
I like a first goal prop, but it's not the same as Matt's. In fact, I'm actually tailing one of our guests that will be coming on tonight. Good old Sammy P. He gave this out late last night, and he liked it. And I actually even got a better price than he did. Artemi Panarin to score the first goal of the game. I got +1100 at FanDuel. He's been a guy, like I said, you know, floating in the mix of being one of those top forwards throughout the postseason. Like I said, I don't know if he's worth taking a shot to win the Conn Smythe, but I definitely think he will be a big factor in the series. I think he'll be a big factor in this game. So I think he leads it off with the goal scoring. +1100 for Artemi Panarin to get the first goal of the game. That is my Bargain Bin Special for Game 1 tonight.
There you go. Artemi Panarin, first goal New York Rangers. And you can get upwards of plus 1,100 at FanDuel for that, for Alex B. Smith with his bargain bin special of the night. And my bargain bin special of the night, it's going to be the man that we talked about that's going to have fam friends in the building. Now, he's barely going to make it to bargain bin worthy, but plus 300 at FanDuel and plus 300 at BetMGM. So we've got at least just barely, but it's good enough. It makes the grade. Alexi Lafreniere for the New York Rangers, plus 300. Right on the nose for my bargain bin special of the night for game one of the Eastern Conference Final. All right, best bet. Alex, what do you like for best bet?
Yeah, we got to roll with this first period over here. Even money. Like I said, we're going to add a little bit more in game, but I mean, the overtrend is absolutely absurd with this these two teams, full game and first period as well. So first period over 1.5 at even money for the Florida Rangers and the New York Florida and the Rangers in game one of these finals. That's my bargain, my best bet.
All right, Florida Panthers, New York Rangers over 1.5 plus 100 for Alex B. Smith with his best bet. My best bet, look, I'm on the over trifecta, and I'm on a piece of that. That first period over, both teams to score in the first, but Matt's on used the first period over, and so is Alex for best bet. So I'll just go with the full game over for my best bet here. Panthers Rangers over 5.5, minus 110. It's 19 straight head-to-head meetings with at least 6 goals. It's the fact that game ones in these playoffs have been higher scoring more often than not. So put it all together, and for me, the case is clear for over 5.5. Panthers Rangers over 5.5, minus 110. For my best bet. That's a wrap. Betcast tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to it for game one, Panthers Rangers. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms. For Alex B. Smith, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Wednesday night. We'll see you for the live Betcast, 8 p.m. Eastern, and again for the Ice Guys tomorrow on Thursday.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.